Plus, At 7 encourages the remnant church in the Middle East at Christmas. Trouble mounts for Christians in Venezuela, and a new hospital wing in Greece sees ministry expansion. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Security has been beefed up to protect tourists in several biblical towns throughout the Middle East over the Christmas season. Over the festivities hangs the pall of the failed Annapolis summit. At the same time, Israel and the Palestinians have opened their peace talks. Sat7's David Harder says the whole situation is tenuous for believers in the Middle East.
There's tremendous pressure on Christians to convert to Islam and be praying for them that their churches would grow, that they'd be protected. Many places, Christians are persecuted outright. Converts have a very difficult time.
Harder says they're encouraging the Christian population, standing near 5% in this area.
We can be broadcasting into these countries. We can be bringing Christ's message. It's very important that we have this opportunity, and it's wonderful that during the Christmas season, we can be playing these shows that help our viewers who don't know that much about Christianity to see what Christians believe about their Savior.
Next, there are nearly a million orphan children in Russia. Most of them are institutionalized. While the government does what they can, it's not nearly enough. That's why Children's Hope International is getting involved, and they need your help. Children's Hope Yuri Kudinov says that the government does help, but everything given must last 2 years.
If a half is a pair of shoes or nice is a coat for child, it's for 2 years. This is why the kids from orphanages sometimes looking very funny and unusually on the photograph.
According to Kudinov, families are needed to sponsor these kids.
On our website, you can select as a child for sponsoring. And most of these children are orphans or kids with special need. And they may be staying family, but if you not help, they will go to orphanage.
As relationships are developed, you'll have opportunities to share the gospel with them. Go to our website to get involved. You're listening to Mission Network News. Ministry continues to grow in the wake of expansion at AMG International St. Luke's Hospital in Thessaloniki, Greece. The $20 million new wing opens this fall, doubling the size of the hospital. Final construction of a second additional wing will be completed in early 2008. During the past 32 years, more than 350,000 patients and other visitors have been touched with the love of Christ and have had the opportunity to hear the message of the gospel. Elsewhere, the World Bible Translation Center is urging prayer for the church and her members in Venezuela along the Colombian border. There are reports beginning to trickle in that believers there are starting to experience unrest and persecution. The center's been using the Spanish easy-to-read version, which reads at a third-grade reading level. Pray that the Christians continue to have boldness and wisdom as they continue to spread the good news. And finally, Compassion International is poised and ready to move into 2008. Robert Hawkins Jr. was named chairman a few months ago, and he spoke openly about where he anticipates Compassion will head in the years ahead.
There will be changes, but they're not going to be changes that are new. One of the things is that our board is going to become increasingly international in its scope so that we can more accurately reflect the ministry that we're doing around the world.
As Compassion's first African-American chairman, he's hoping the diversity will encourage more African-American churches to participate.
One of the things about Compassion is that we're uniquely qualified to deliver what I believe is the heart of the African-American church, and that is helping disadvantaged people. Having a partner like Compassion has not necessarily been something that they've been tuned into.
Their emphasis on working through and with the local church will continue with the goal of seeing kids come to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. More information on these and other stories are available on our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the MNN staff, Ruth Kramer, Sharon Felton, Laura Carlson, and Jonathan DeColibus, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May the Christ of Christmas bless you and keep you this Christmas. I'm Greg Yoder.